Case. Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, all things K-State sports from football all the way to your ranked in men's and women's indoor track and field teams. If you're very first time listening to this podcast, checking it out, thank you for joining us here as I'm recording this women's golf recap. We got a win. Another one. Let's get into that in just a minute. I totally left that woman's golf out there, but we took cover of that as well. All caps, all things K-State sports. We're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Yeah, so before I get into this recap / postcast, women's golf was in action as well several days ago. We got another individual win. This one, in particularly, more special. We'll get into that in just a minute, but yes, moving forward, yes, I know it was jam-packed weekend last week. I'm still trying to get caught up on it. So I forgot women's golf, so I'm figuring, you know what, I better jump on this right now. And then after work today, as I'm recording this on Wednesday, February 25th, 2026, after work, I will get back on the mic and wrap up the recording day with a recap of Steve Miller, which another record was taken down there as well. And oh, by the way, spoiler alert. Here, the men's indoor track team right now has stayed put since being dropped for the number one spot. They're still in the top five solidly, but the ladies keep climbing the mountain. Ooh! I can't wait getting that. That's a spoiler for y'all on that. They just keep on rising. They were still in the top 25 at first, but ever since then, they kept moving the ladder some more. So we'll see what happens. We'll get into that when we talk Steve Miller recap. But this episode belongs to K-State Women's Golf. And one particularly, how about Noah Van Beek getting the win over there at Westbrook Invitational out west in Arizona? We've been out there way too much here in 2026. But this time, in a good reason, Noah Van Beek wins the Westbrook Invitational. Not only that, posting a school record 14 under. She was rolling last weekend. She was leading after the first round. Boy, she was in a different zone. She's been with this program since a freshman. I believe she's one of those athletes that we have covered ever since I started this podcast. And this is gratifying win for Van Beek here. The team-wise for K-State, they finished top three. They finished podium. So a great week for Stu Burke and his team, the women's golf team. Stu Burke is the head coach of the women's program golf team. And there are questions going into this year. Who's going to fill in the Soe Burtz? And obviously, you can't just go out there and be a caliber or not. Who's going to step up and take steps forward? And I got to say, after Kelsey Chen, she won something earlier in the winner's free special. Before that, it was Makashima winning. This is three wins. I don't think we said that. Now, Carla, last year around this time, I think it was March, that she made even major headlines with the win at the Masters. I think this is past the pace that we saw last year with that. Three wins individually for Kansas State women's golf. Add Noah Van Beek, the longtime K-Stater, to this list there as well. K-State in the final round, team-wise, totaled 13 under. Yeah, 13 under par 275. Which tied for the fourth lowest team round in K-State history there. The Westbrook Invitational. Noah Van Beek takes it. Pro Project Podcast, Eddie Greer here, talking women's golf. I totally, with the hiatus and everything else, everything just fell out of rhythm last week. So it's like, all right, what's going to happen now? Right, but this, I got to be up front. I am definitely impressed these ladies have taken, and Noah Van Beek in particular. Noah Van Beek has been in this program ever since a freshman. And she could have, again, I keep coming back to this. What? If for whatever reason, it comes back to, again, the whole transfer portal. Everybody's hopping in and out every year. You know, I don't get what I want. You know, I'm out. Peace out. But and then you go to that university, you don't get nothing. You probably in that same position anyway. You just don't know. Right? But if you don't, if you stick around a university long enough, whether it's K-State, Iowa State, Arizona State, whatever, you could get rewarded for something like this, whether that's women's golf, whether that's golf, baseball, football, basketball, volleyball, soccer. You get to eat the gist of it, right? I keep going back to this point. You cannot be like everybody else. It's just hopping in transport. That's not a guarantee. Unless you're going to be a number one draft pick or a top, or got talent to go to the next level. Ain't guaranteed for anybody. I think that gets thrown under the bus a little bit. And now, from my angle, yes, I went to college not with all this NIL and transfer portal stuff. You had to stick it out, or you had to like sit out, or it's like you have to sit out a year or something like that. If you went to another university, you had to. The rule was you had to sit out a year or something like that before even playing. So it's like, yeah, we want to say the latest thing. We want to act a certain way. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, Noah Van Beek sticking around this program. Yeah, 4 years. And now you're a Westbrook Invitational champion. Oh my goodness. Stuberg in the press release here from the weekend that was Noah Van Beek was something, but this is Coach Stuberg now. Quote, today was the reaction we were looking for after yesterday's lackluster second round. I'm really proud of how the ladies held in there to the end after a relatively slow start. Our finish was excellent, especially Noah's final two birdies to win her first individual title. As a group, we know what we need to do better for our next event, and we are looking forward to a quick turnaround before California, end quote there as well. Van Beek originally from the Netherlands. This was a tight battle. This was a tight battle there. But Noah, she stood out from a three-way tie. Again, we weren't able to cover this because we weren't able to cover really the couple of rounds because, again, we were off hiatus last week there for the show. So, yeah, she broke her way there. Let me see. Yeah, the final two holes. Yeah, Coach Burke just talked about that. She birdied the final two holes there to knock off KU. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, not only that, you beat somebody from KU from the in-state rival. There, how about that? And speaking of Carla Bernat, here, this comes up on the notes. Van Beek, her performance from over the weekend. This got to be the worst stat of the week right here, unless something miraculously happens with men's basketball, whatever. Two shots better, her win. Two shots better than the previous record by Carla Bernat. In the 2025 NCAA Lexington Regional last year in Sophie Burt. last year in this same Invitational. And then another former Cat, Christine Boucher. You got to go back a little bit back with this one. 2002 Edwin Watts Invitational. Yeah, this team, this women's golf right now, winning Invitationals. It all started again with Nanami Nakashima. Getting her first. That's been a theme here. It's everybody's turn. Everybody wants to eat. Nanami won last October. Kelsey Chen won a few weeks ago. And now Noah Van Beek, the longtime K-Stater on this program, finally gets her first there as well. Yeah, so K-State now, look at this. K-State has claimed individual championships in three consecutive events for the first, yeah. That three straight events for the first time ever in K-State program history. This is what you can't get anywhere else. Sorry, I mean, yeah, there's excellent, there's great K-State content out there. Obviously, I've named it in the past. Three Mall, Bosco's Boys, got the Go Power Cap, Exit 313, the list goes on. I didn't even realize that. I thought there was something else thrown in there, but no. K-State, for the very first time in K-State women's golf program history, three consecutive wins. Individual titles. I won't say championship. That's like postseason stuff. But yeah, man. So, that's awesome, man. And particularly with Van B. I didn't expect that here in this episode. Call but not an ass. I brought her up, and now I brought her and Sylvie Bird up. They both come in this podcast right here. So, Van B. Started that. I know we're just talking final round. Van Beek started the round with a couple more birdies. Yeah, she was off to a great start there. Speaking of Nakashima and Chen, and you throw in Julia Berry. Oh, my goodness. Julia Ballester Barrio. they were in the red figures on Tuesday there. Nakashima, her round was 4 under, par 68 there. She was finished just outside the top 10 there. Chen, for her, she finished in the final round 3 under, par 68 there. She finished the Westbrook Invitational 1 under there. Ballester Barrio, she had a career best coming out of here as well. 3 under, par 213. Yep, that's her career best right there. And actually, yeah, go back. She was a freshman, so she did better than that when she achieved something similar in the Big 12 Championship back in 2014. Not 2014. That's way off. 2024 as a freshman there. Others include Keen Fistapadawan. She tied for 54th place of the four over. And yeah, she finished up strong as well. Keen, back-to-back rounds of one over. So she did some good work there as well. Missouri ended up winning the team title there over home team Arizona. But the big news story come out of here, longtime K-State women's golf player, Noah Van Beek, Netherlands native, reaches the pinnacle, which gets her first national win. Individual title there. Yeah, she was rolling. She was like 7 under in the first couple of rounds after that. And then, yeah, to achieve that. Now, do I have something on? No, I don't have we don't have anything on the winner. Well, at least any post game, anyways, on that. So, yeah, we wanted to acknowledge that here on this podcast there. Almost left that out. That's important. If we win something, hell yeah, we're going to talk about it. Podcast. No, we're going to get the track. Oh, yeah. Vanilla Lanier. Ooh. She doing some work right now. We'll get into that when I come back after the work day today. Yeah, so we'll get that. That's the only thing that's left, unless some breaking news happens between now and then. But, yeah, so congratulations, Noah. Well, if anything, right? If anybody deserves to win, it's this lady right there. Noah Van Beek getting her first individual title, winning her first individual title, championship title, however you want to call it, in Peoria, Arizona. K-State team-wise finished podium behind eventual winner Missouri and Arizona. So this team coming around a little bit. As I said, you know, who's going to take them steps forward? You don't have to be Sylvie Bird or Carl Bernat. Who's going to take steps forward? And right now, if you're Noah, you got to take full advantage of the momentum and try to move it forward here as the season moves along here. Now I'm trying. Now I got to go back in the tab here for a minute. Okay, so let me see. Of course, they're not going to let me do that. dang it. Oh, let me see if I can refresh this thing. This stupid computer. Yes. Yeah, let me see. Try one more time. Okay, yeah. So, next. Yes. Coach Burke mentioned California. That is where they're going to be headed next. And it won't be till not this weekend. I think not next weekend, but the fall. So after the first week of March, K-State Women's Golf will be back in California for the Yale Invitational West, held at the Peachy West Golf Course out there in La Quinta, California. That's next on the list there, as well as K-State Women's Golf continues to quietly impress here in the winter and spring semester. Another win in this cycle. This time, Noah Van B gets it. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found for your Rebel Daily, or if you just record Kansas State content. Again, we're on iTunes. Just daily podcast, sometimes twice a day, which is probably half the time now. And every now and then, 3 episodes a day. Yes, the bus don't stop on Friday. We keep it moving throughout the weekend. And there's going to be another jam-packed weekend coming up for K-State sports. We'll get into that towards the end of the week. As it's already Wednesday here, as I'm sitting here recording this postcast of Women's Golf. And make sure to tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Shandon, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Congratulations to Noah Van Beek on getting her first individual win. Long time golfer at K-State. Getting that huge, right? And the team finishing podium at the Westbrook Invitational. Alex Aiden out there in Shandon, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another postcast edition, winning edition, what's called that, of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.